Yakai, Alawa, this is Murich Meg, RTRFM 92.1 Noongar Radio in Great Southern FM Minang Country. Of course, we're in Whadjuk Country, so pay respect to the Whadjuk mob. How you going, Tony?
Yeah, good, Jimbo. Good to be back on air with you today and back in the studio since I was away the other week.
Yeah. Did you have a leave pass? You went somewhere?
Yeah, went somewhere. Business as usual, but really great to hear that our members hopped in and supported you on the day and you had a good show again.
Yeah, we talked to the Sister Kate's people, Sister Kate's. Yeah, interesting conversation with both Jenny and Jacinda. And I see Jacinda's dad now is in the media with his choir. Little choir in Midland talking, singing in a language. We should get him on the program.
Yeah, it would have been very interesting to be there and to see the men and listen to the tunes. And I think the men's group have been doing some great stuff down there in Midland.
Hey, look, no guests today. We're going to take it easy, just cruisy today. And we're talking Buried Country. Buried Country was an original album of country music, Aboriginal First Nation peoples. The story of Aboriginal country music, and there's been several compilations. This one came out quite some time ago, but we'll be playing some music off there. Now, there's even a track that's been recorded in Pentridge Prison. Yeah, you heard it. Pentridge Prison. We're going to play a track from there. So the early days, we had Roger Knox, Country Outcasts, Jimmy Little, of course, all late and gone, gone to the spirit world. Black Alan Barker, a fella from the Pilbara, Wurrumpi Band, one of their early pieces. So this is going back, even Troy Cassar-Daly. Jimmy Little, of course, I mentioned. So we'll talk about these tracks and give you some background about these people. Even Lionel Rose was there, and we've played a bit of Lionel Rose over the years. You might recall a bantam boxer made famous his craft of boxing and did really well. And his songs are, recognised by a lot of our people, particularly the older ones. And I'm talking people my age and older because, I've reached that age care mark, well and truly. If you've just tuned in, Murich Meg 92.1, keep it locked. I thought you were going to say something, Tony.
Keep it locked, yes, exactly. Keep it locked here for another hour and hear some good tunes and hear some good stories along the way.
Well, there's Country Outcasts. A bit of a story to this mob. They did a lot of travelling and there were country music festivals all over Australia, including Nangara. Nangara out there at Wanneroo, and there were a number of festivals that Country Outcasts hosted. So we'll play a couple of their songs, but here's Blue Gums Calling Me Home. Gooey! Gooey! Oh, yeah, Country Outcasts from, must be the 60s, 70s, probably the 70s that they toured the country. They were a band made up of Harry and Wilga Williams. They called him Candy Williams as well, and they were amazing artists. Yeah, and it was good to, do that rock and roll down at Nangara, out at Wanneroo, courtesy of the Colbung family. And there were some amazing country artists that probably cut their teeth at Nangara. Country Outcasts there, Blue Gums Calling. Johnny Cake, I don't know what a Johnny Cake is. I think it's fried damper. I think it's damper when you fry it, but the mob on the East Coast called it Johnny Cakes. So that smell of Johnny Cakes and I suppose golden syrup.
Yeah.
Does it take you back a bit?
I've heard of the name and it does take you back down memory lane, I guess. And I think a lot of listeners out there today listening to that song there would take them back down memory lane to the times that they've had in the shed.
Yeah, it is. Look, and I can remember there was a Maguire girl who got up and sang, and I remember her singing that song, Roy Orbison's song, Blue Bayou. I'll tell you what, I just can't think of her name now. Maguire girl lives in Kalgoorlie and is, excuse me, involved in gospel singing. I reckon she probably sang the best version of Blue Bayou. I mean, obviously you can't beat Big O, the Big O. But, yeah, she did a great version. And so we're playing tracks of Buried Country. Look it up if you'd like to find out more. Tell us if you're enjoying it too. 0405 921 921, 0405 921 921. So we're going to be playing tracks off that album, including Stranger in My Country, Vic Sims, who's still with us, and out of Victoria, Wayward Dreams, Bobby McLeod, we're going to do, and even Ernie Bridge. Do you remember Ernie Bridge singing a song? He used to be a Member of Parliament. Ernie Bridge.
Yes, that's many years ago, but yeah, always great to honour people like Ernie and others.
I mean, you know, we can only get so many songs done today, but love to hear from Roger Knox and, there's a few there. Black Alan Barker, as I say, a Pilbara man. So we're doing this because we're just, you know, we're feeling cruisy and just want to do our own First Nation music, and not to forget that there's a lot of other music around and new music as well, which, because we're older folk, we don't necessarily keep up to date with young music, do we, Tonji? Maybe your kids do.
Yeah, my kids do. I guess I'm still many years behind you there, Conk, and following you. So
we're not going to be playing Emily Weimer. We're not going to be playing Dan Sultan today. We're playing old stuff. Now, we're talking more than 40 years ago. So, perhaps 30 years. So stay tuned and listen in. It's a cruisy day for us. So if you've just tuned in, we're proud to be showcasing some of this music because, you know, we hear a lot about First Nations music, First Nations people. I mean, Troy Cassidaly is coming into town shortly, and we'll be doing some talks with him, hopefully, before he does his show down the road. So he's one of the newer breed of artists, and he's won many golden guitars, Tonj. So he's a man that's doing quite well. So Buried Country, look it up, and I'm sure you can get it on Spotify or whatever your favourite holding place for music. Look it up, Buried Country. There's several editions now of this particular compilation, a couple of CDs in the package, and they've upgraded them. So I'm going to play some more. This is Morich Mag, RTR-FM 92.1. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. Oh, Ernie Bridge there. You can hear the helicopter, eh?
Oh, yeah. Just brings back memories, you know, as a young bloke growing up and listening to that sort of music.
Yeah, Ernie Bridge, former member of the Legislative Assembly of Western Australia. Yeah, born back in 15th of December 1936. Sadly, he left us on the 31st of March 2013. AEM was an Australian parliamentarian and country music artist. And that's one of these. We're playing music from Buried Country, which was one of our earliest compilations of First Nations singers. And, Ernie Bridge was there. So, we're cruising today, just relaxing. Don't have any stress about people not answering phones or wanting to be in the studio or get mixed up whether they get a phone conversation or come into the studio. Of course, that's what happens.
Yeah, it does. It puts a bit of pressure on people. But it's great to also just relax, play some music and have a bit of a yarn along the way and take people back down memory lane.
Yeah, of course, the next artist is no exception, Bobby McLeod. I first saw him when I was overseas, actually, and saw him on TV, and he was in Canada the same time I was, and there you go. His face appeared on the screen, and he was taking a little dance troupe around Canada. And, of course, as you know, Canada and Australia have some similarities. We're both referred to, First Nation people are referred to as Aboriginal. Canada's probably a little bit more advanced than Australia in lots of things they do over there, and we'd like to think that we could replicate the work they do, but we're a long way from it when you consider what's happening in the press and what's happening around the world and the level of racism that still exists in Morich Mag country. But them's the breaks. And again, these songs will bring back memories for you. And particularly if you're my age or even some if you're younger. But, I mean, Ernie Bridge is not that long ago. And his sons, Kim and Noel, and daughter, Cheryl, are very much part of the First Nation community. Noel, I think, is living in South Australia now. Kim is around the trap somewhere. But we're going to go to Don McLeod, as I say. Bobby McLeod. No, who's Don? Bobby McLeod, let's not get mixed up with Don McLeod. Don McLeod had his own reputation as nomads in the Pilbara and leading the people in the Pilbara on all sorts of protests and demonstrations. I'm talking Bobby McLeod and his Bobby. The late Bob Robert McLeod, singer and songwriter, 1947 to 2009. Throughout his life, he was committed to reconciliation, both as an Aboriginal process and as a broader construct which aims to be greater understanding between Aboriginal peoples and wider society. Look, he's a legend in my eyes, and I did have the chance to see him a long time ago, and he's been an activist and never be forgotten. This is what Buried Country is all about, and today we're dedicating the program to Buried Country, original sounds from First Nations people across this great land, and we're having a cruisy day, Tonji and I. A bit relaxed today?
Yeah, no, it's really good. And I think you need these sort of moments where you can just sit down and relax and go back down that memory lane to listen to some good old songs and revitalise that, but also it revitalises us as well, I think.
And, of course, Bobby McLeod, he did a lot of healing, though, with his dance, and he had a great respect for culture, and everything he did was around reconciliation. And I love the work he did. So we're talking, the legend of Bobby McLeod. And he sang before the commercial break or the community announcements. He sang Wayward Dreams, and then after that, Redemption. And Once the Gunja Takes Me Away, I don't know what that means. Once the Gunja Takes Me Away. Probably sound like I've been having gunja too. It's causing some irritation in my throat. So Bobby McLeod, you're listening near to Tonji and Jimbo here in Morichmag, 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Nang Country. And now we're going to go into a bit of Lionel Rose. A double here. These two songs that came off Buried Country. Here's Lionel Rose.
Lionel Rose, born on the 21st of June 1948, and just, reading through his history here, born and raised on Jackson Track in Victoria, well-known town of Warragul, and Lionel became, one of Australia's professional boxers, who completed from 1964 to 1976. He held the undisputed WBA, WBC, and the ring bantamweight titles from 1968 to 69, becoming the first Indigenous Australian to win the world title, and later became the first Indigenous Australian to be named Australian of the Year.
Get out. Lionel Rose, that brings back memories. Yeah, 48 to 2001. We all have a lot of fond memories of Lionel Rose and how he made us so proud, a bit like Cathy Freeman, eh? Mm. And Lionel Rose was in the boxing tent there and doing his bit. Yes, it's... And, in those days, you probably would have expected people wouldn't like his type of music, even Bobby McLeod and or Ernie Bridge or, the musos in those days would have had a real hard time, and you wouldn't expect that to be happening these days. I mean, we know that Emma Donovan recently couldn't get a cab at the airport because she was the wrong colour. And that sort of stuff is, you'd have thought, as I say, would have been synonymous with those periods when people were trying to break into the music industry. And we know that people like No Fixed Address and Us Mob, well, they were touring the country, and they were one of our first Aboriginal acts too, before Yuthi Yindi. And sadly, they booked concerts in certain places, and when they rocked up, the proprietors of those particular venue saw that they were Aboriginal and cancelled them. And it's a bit like what we're reading now. After millions of viewers around the world tuned in to watch their captivating performance on America's Got Talent in June, father and son hip-hop duo Fluent and Inkaby should have returned home to Perth on a high, but instead they got a lot of racist comments. A lot of comments. Comments like... burn your flag or hang yourself with your flag. How dreadful is that? So Fluent was met with offensive online abuse, hate and barrage of racist commands on his social media almost as soon as he touched down from LA. He couldn't believe it. So he was on such a high in LA, and America's Got Talent. But anyway, we're going back now. We're going back to early days of First Nation history. Buried Country is the album. There's a number of editions that have come out now, so a compilation of a range of hits that we're playing currently. So there was Lionel Rose. On the album is Jimmy Little, Roger Knox, and Black Alan Barker, and we might play that soon, but also Bobby Randall. We'll play one of his hits before the show's out. If you've just tuned in, this is Murich Mag, RTR FM 92.1, Noongar Radio, and Great Southern FM down there in Minang Country. 0405 921 921 is our number. 0405 921 921. This is probably the first time you heard some of this music, but let us know if you're enjoying it. Let us know. Give us a call. Give us some support. Yes, it's great to be playing these sort of songs. We're cruising today, taking it easy, not stressed with guests coming in or not answering the phone. Let's go to some more from Buried Country. Yowie, Robbie Randall, brown skin baby. It sounds like quadroon. If you don't know what a quadroon is, it's usually referred to as someone of quarter caste, a little bit beneath half caste, half black, half white. Yeah, brown skin baby. They took him away, Robbie Randall, the late Rob Randall, coming off Buried Country. We're playing songs from Buried Country today, and a bit of a sad one there. Yowie, I guess is that language for baby, Yowie. Mm. Yeah, it conjures up some sadness, doesn't it? 0405 921 921 is our text line. We're playing old song, Buried Country, and I reckon, Tonj, we should do this more often.
Yeah, I think we should, Jim, and I think it's only, you know, fitting for our listeners too to listen to some of this kind of music and in the early days of our pioneers that have worked hard for us in the music world.
Mm. And, you know, we hear a lot of music, and I heard referred to it earlier, Fluent and Inkerby, and there's some good stuff happening, but I guess what our listeners want to hear is something like this, isn't it? You know, Thank You, Lionel Rose, originally written by Johnny Young, a local man from it was Young Talent time or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was around then, so, he wrote a song for that champion boxer, Lionel Rose, and we played two of his songs earlier, where he was born on Jackson Tracks, eh?
A song about that memory lane.
Yeah, good on him, and as I say, that was Robert Randall, so we're going back to Buried Country and play a couple of local people now, someone from the Pilbara, someone from the Kimberley. Let's go. This is Murich Mag. Oh, yeah, Kevin Gunn and Alan Moriwalia Barker, known as Black Alan Barker, started off that little set. Known as Black Alan Barker, a singer and songwriter from Port Hedland. He described his music as Aboriginal grassroots blues and about Aboriginal oppression and rights. Barker was also co-founder with Gordon Much of Greenpeace Australia. That's news. But the man, he recorded one album, 1983's Fire Burning, which is hard to find now. But he also performed in Sydney's Central Station Tunnel in 1991, where he sang in language whilst his son, Alan Jr., accompanied him on didgeridoo. He also spent time in Nimbin. I don't know where Nimbin is. I think that's a Gunja country, isn't it? And was involved in local Aboriginal youth and cultural and musical pursuits. Yeah, Black Alan Barker. Kevin Gunn, what do we know about Kevin Gunn? He plays a wicked guitar there, Donj.
I'll tell you what, some of the music I've heard of Kevin growing up as a young bloke, that guitar was amazing. I mean, just the instrumental and, you know, gets the body moving, doesn't it? And I mean, you know, as far as, you know, a lot of what I do know is, you know, Kevin's from the Kimberleys, I believe, and a wonderful singer.
Down by Banjo Bore.
Yeah.
Is the name of that track. So we've been playing a song from Buried Country, one of our early CDs compilation of First Nation music across the country. And yeah, we didn't play Vic Sims today, but maybe we'll play Vic Sims next week, because I like Vic Sims. He recorded a song in Pentridge Prison, but we played a bit of Randall, that sad song. We played Lionel Rose. We played Bobby McLeod. Hey, this week has been your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
How old are you?
Probably 67 in white years. No, 57 today, Conk. And I believe you've got a milestone coming up on Monday, eh?
Well, yes, I've been reminded when I came up the escrow today, I mean the steps, there was a candle in a cake. And, the RTR staff were singing me a song.
Yeah, sing you happy birthday and really proud of you. And it's a milestone for you. I believe you're turning the big 7-0.
Don't tell everybody. That's
we'll celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, sometime soon. Yeah, we've been playing buried country, First Nations music from years gone by, and some of the original tracks. We even played Lionel Rose Jackson tracks and Thank You, a song originally brought out by and written by Johnny Young, local talent.
Yeah, I remember listening to Lionel when I was in Melbourne, at my auntie's wedding, and Lionel was singing there a few songs while we were sitting in the backyard and in Preston and Victoria, and cruising around and heading over to Fitzroy to the gym, and it was just amazing time, I guess, as a young bloke, sitting in the same vehicle as an Australian hero.
We're going to say goodbye now and play a couple of tracks from Roger Knox. One of the early singers too, described as a Black Elvis. Dan Sultan's taken that title now, Black Elvis. So we got Roger Knox, and he's doing Streets of Tamworth and Corey Rose, and we'll say goodbye. You've just been listening to Moorish Mag here on 92.1 Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM.
So yes, goodbye, and we'll see our listeners, or they'll hear us next week.